this is four things that I will be talking about. First, general policy on disability, labor market policy for people with disabilities, and state agencies should lead the way. And it all boils down to my question, exclusive approach. And I think some of the things that I will talk about are, I think Anders has already addressed them before, but anyway, I think the more I repeat, the more we will learn. So, the cornerstone of Swedish disability policy is based on the principle that everyone is of equal value and has equal rights. And the fundamental responsibility of ensuring good health and social and financial security for people with disabilities is shared by national, regional, and local government here in Sweden. And a part of this responsibility, as they put it themselves, this should also include the boosting of each individual's prospects of living an independent life. And the aim of the policy is to close the gap between disabled and non-disabled people. And if we continue to look at the labor market policies that we have here in Sweden, they also focus on encouraging employers to employ persons with disabilities rather than relying on quotas and other regulatory measurements. And these regulatory measurements, I will speak more about them later on today. And these labor market policies are primarily concentrated on compensating people for their impairments and easing the path for them to enter the workforce. And as Anders previously mentioned, we use a system of wage subsidies through which employers receive financial support for employing individuals with disabilities, and also the existence of a state-owned company that it's called Samhall. When Anders was discussing sheltered workplaces, this is actually what Samhall is doing. Samhall is an organization that employs disabled people in a more protected environment, so to say. And they have, it's a number of different locations and types of workplace in Samhall. You can work with your hands, or you can do all type of things. And these two forms of labor market policy measures are crucial. And during 2004, the Swedish state provided 1.2 billion euros towards financing these two policies, so to say, these two measurements. And then we go to the state agencies should lead the way. And this is quite interesting because the government has made it clear that in working towards the creation of an accessible society here in Sweden, the state authorities should be leading the way. And they are therefore working to ensure that their premises, services, and information are accessible to individuals with disabilities and are, so to say, obliged to carry out studies and devise action plans that are designed to increase their accessibility. But however, of course, this is always a but or however, even in Sweden, a survey conducted in 2004 showed that only 15% of the public authorities have actually drawn up some form of action plan. And they have until 2010 to come up with these kind of action plans. So that means that it's in 4 years. And so in 2004, 15% had done so. So exclusive approach is my question, or our question maybe. So this is some criticism of the Swedish system. And despite the fact that the overall aim of Swedish policy covering employment of people with disabilities is to maintain an inclusive approach to support the entrance into the labour market, Substantial sums of money are set aside for working with people with disabilities as if they were a group of their own, separated from the rest of the society. That's one of the main criticisms against the Swedish system, so to say. Additionally, some groups of people with disabilities never get to the point of even becoming the subject of labour market policies, but are instead referred to the social security system. And other surveys show that disabled people on average have a lower level of education and employment than the rest of the population. And it's also common that people with disabilities feel that they are discriminated against the labour market. And several actors, including our labour market board, are responsible for helping people with disabilities to find a foothold onto the open labour market. And others, also including Samhall, that I talked about before, the social insurance office and the municipalities are responsible for ensuring that people who cannot take a regular job are offered other types of employment. Rehabilitation, work training, or other meaningful occupation. But there is also information that indicate that fewer people than intended transfer from subsidized jobs to regular employment. And also the number inside of Samhall, people who are working for Samhall, the number of employees has fallen also inside of that organization. Next picture, please. So now some statistics. This is from fourth quarter of 2004, and this is a survey that concentrates on disability and disability and education and disability and the labor market. And this is a supplement to the labor force survey from 2004 to Sweden's regular survey. And this is carried out every second year from 96, 98, 2000, 2002, 2004. And this is based on interviews with roughly 30,000 people between the ages of 16 to 64. And as you can see, 1 million people in Sweden between the ages of 16 and 64 have some kind of disability. And the total population in Sweden is 9 million. And this means that every fifth individual between the ages of 16 to 64 have or report to have some kind of disability. No, it's okay. 6 out of 10 of those with disabilities have some kind of disability that also results in reduced ability to work. This is the thing in Sweden. We separate the people who have a disability to people who have a disability and a reduced ability to work. So there are different figures for these people, for these persons. And the percentage of disabled people in the population who also have reduced ability to work has been relatively constant over the years that this survey has been conducted. And this percentage has varied around 10%.
Can you give an idea what is the difference between these two, or you can give that later?
I can give that later. At the moment, I have it in, yeah. But, and as you can see, the next point here is disabled persons are more likely to have less education than the total population. I spoke about this before. But, however, this is somewhat encouraging that since 1996, there has been an increase in the percentage of disabled persons with post-secondary education. 1/4 of disabled persons have post-secondary education compared to about every third person in the total population among those without disabilities. Next picture, please. So, in the labor force, so during the fourth quarter of 2004, participation of disabled persons in the labor force was back at same levels as in 1998. And this implies a decrease, actually, compared to the two previous surveys of 2000 and 2002. And as you can see, it has declined from 65 to 62%. And this decrease in the share of employed persons is more evident for disabled persons than for the population as a whole. And same figures for non-disabled was at this time 79%. And the percentage of disabled persons who are unemployed has increased from 4.6% in 2002 to 6.3% in 2004. But also, I have to say that an increase has also occurred for the whole population, from 3.9% to 5.1%. But compared with the total population, a lower percentage of disabled persons are found in professions that include management, work that requires theoretical specialist skills, and work that requires shorter university education, just as Kalle pointed out for Finland. Next, please. So, adaptations of labor conditions. 7 out of 10 employed disabled persons with reduced ability to work say that they need adaptation of their working conditions. And mainly these people need job duties adapted to their situation. Maybe the examples could be adapted pace of work, adapted working hours, and adapted aids. And now, discrimination in the labor market here in Sweden. 15% of all the disabled persons in this survey answered yes to at least one of the questions on discrimination. And the corresponding figure for disabled person who also have a reduced ability to work is 22%. And for those without disability, the figure is 5%. And 5% of all disabled persons and 8% of those with reduced ability to work say that because of their disability, they did not get the jobs they applied for and were qualified for. And this is a slight increase compared to 2002. And among all persons with disabilities, 3% report that they sometime during the last 5 years have been passed over due to their disability when they have applied for promotions. And last but not least, and because of their disability, 5% say that they have been unfairly treated in the setting of wage rates, and 1 in 20 report that they could not participate in training that was arranged by their employer since the training was not adapted to their disability. And this was more true for women than for men.